Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. I'm Jonathan, and today we have the second in our Yusupov series. Zara will be along in a minute to give the position. And if you want to jump straight there, I'll put a timestamp in the show notes so you can. But first, I want to just have another quick chat about chess problems and why we might want to solve them. And one reason might be to help us think about our opponent's resources and our opponent's possibilities in a chess position. I've always struggled with this. I don't know why, but it does seem to be a common thing, not just for me, but for a lot of people, that I will very often miss sometimes quite simple moves and certainly ideas and combinations that I would see very easily if they were for me. But if my opponent has them, I might not see them. I remember one time in a rapid event, I'd got to a position against a guy and it had been a messy game, but I had the chance to give a perpetual check, or I could maybe play on with an unclear attack, but maybe I had chances of winning. And I thought about this for a little while and the clocks were running down, so we were both quite low on time. In the end, I decided to go for it. And I thought, well, maybe I'll win, maybe I'll not, but let's give it a go. And instantly after my move, my opponent flashed out his move, which was to check me. And I realized that he had mate next move. He was literally going to checkmate me next move. I hadn't considered what he might do at all. I was just thinking, can I win this or do I have to give perpetual? Which is madness and should be easily solved, but for some reason isn't. Until now, for me anyway, because having looked at a lot of mate in twos over the last few months and realised and seen the advice given in a lot of different places that one of the best ways to solve a mate in two is to start by thinking, what can your opponent do? They're only going to get one move, and whatever they do, you're going to have to checkmate immediately afterwards. So your first move has to set up a response to any black move so that you can mate immediately. So therefore, rather than thinking about your first move, you can cut through a lot of the complexity and a lot of the confusion by thinking of black's first move. The very first thing I do now when I'm looking at chess problems is think about black's king and does he have any squares to go to? And if he does, can I checkmate immediately or do I have to set up a response to that? And then the second thing I do is think about my king. Does black have any checks? Because if black can check me, then mating him in response to that check is going to be tricky. I have to make sure that I can do that. Otherwise, whatever my first move is going to be is not going to work. Now, I'm not playing a lot at the moment. I'm not playing over the board at all, and I play online rarely. So I can't say that getting into this habit, which I'm definitely easily in now, is going to significantly alter my game. But I think it might. It feels different somehow. That in a mate in two position anyway, it feels very natural now to think about my opponent's resources first before I even think about what might I do. So maybe that's a good reason, even if your main motive is to practice for over the board games or online chess games, maybe that's a good reason to do chess problems. Even if it is, I still don't think that's the best reason to solve chess problems. But I'll come back to this in the new year. In the meantime, here's Zara with today's position.
Hello, I'm Zara, also known as Not Supernova. Here is this week's position from Artur Yusupov. Position 2. White's King F1. Queen D1. Knight F3. Black. King H1. Knight D3. White to play and mate in 2.
Thanks very much for that, Zara. I hope you have as much fun with this position as I did when I looked at it. Like, rate, subscribe to the podcast. Get in touch on Twitter if you want. That'd be great. All that good stuff. And until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, blindfoldistas. Good night.